This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Getting food from the farm to the table only requires a brief walk or a short drive when the farm is in the city. Small farms and community gardens have popped up in several Wisconsin neighborhoods in recent decades. One of the leaders of urban agriculture is celebrating his 25th anniversary in the movement, while another leader has a waiting list of people who want to grow their own food. Chuck Kornbach reports.
During the quarter century that Will Allen has been running community farming efforts in Milwaukee, he's gone from having just a two-acre farm to operating several small farms or other agricultural sites in southeastern Wisconsin and Chicago. His organization is called Growing Power, and Allen is still growing the nonprofit business.
This is a hoop house. We planted these raspberry plants last fall.
Allen stands in the doorway of one of 36 hoop houses, which are basically plastic-covered greenhouses, that are at Growing Power's farm in Oak Creek. He says he added red raspberries to the variety of crops on this leased property after visiting a California company that started producing the berries indoors a few months a year.
So I saw that and I said, well, why couldn't we do that here in Wisconsin? Because we usually don't get raspberries till July.
Growing Power's fruits and vegetables also go to local grocery stores and are served in schools and other institutions. The revenue helps pay for training programs for others to learn urban ag and have access to reasonably priced, nutritious food. Nearly 10 years ago, Allen was named a MacArthur Fellow and won a $500,000 genius grant. But he says being a nonprofit grower is still a challenge.
Things break down. Salaries, payrolls, you know. Most of the grants you get don't really cover the entire project.
Allen says he's often on the road raising money. At a much smaller operation in Milwaukee, the financial model is different. Venus Williams uses a shovel to dig up dandelion plants at a roughly two-acre site called Alice's Garden, Urban Farm and Community Garden. Williams says she often harvests dandelions for cooking salts and soups, but these are in the way.
I am clearing space for more vegetables and herbs so that we can get other food in the ground for the community.
Williams is executive director of Alice's Garden, which has been part of a low-income African-American neighborhood for more than four decades. Williams says all 120 plots are rented, and there's a waiting list of about two dozen individuals or groups.
Oh, it tells me that people are very much interested and excited about cultivating their own food, wanting food that they don't have to worry about, whether it is chemically enhanced, let's say. That's a polite word.
Williams also says she's proud that people from about 30 cultural backgrounds have plots here. She says many come from families that have been growing food a long time.
So this is also emerging of agricultural history that sometimes gets lost in other things, in other stories in an urban context of crime and health issues.
One of the growers, Zakia Courtney, has two plots at Alice's Garden. She says she grows food for her own health and for her small catering business. Courtney also wanted to bring her family together, even if it was at first to pull weeds.
People came, they looked and like, you want us to do what? You know, but they got out there, you know, the young men, and they dug and they did everything they need to do to clear it. And then by the time they came back again, there was food there.
Both Alice's Garden and Growing Power say a key to their future and to that of urban agriculture will be whether they can convince more young people to pull weeds, plant seeds, and grow food. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Since this story first aired on WPR, Growing Power's Will Allen announced plans to retire from farming because of financial concerns.